That's all rain time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, we're just past the halfway mark in August, so we can expect more really warm summer weather. And friends, here's a suggestion that should add to your comfort on hot August days. One, eat light, easily digested foods. Two, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. And three, when a headache or an acid-upset summer comes along to add to your discomfort on a hot summer day, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink the sparkling, pleasant-tasting solution this makes. Now, you'll be surprised to see how soon you begin to feel better, for Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief from that headache pain, and at the same time, fast relief from the miserable discomfort of an acid-upset stomach. You see, because it's in solution when you take it, because its pain-relieving agent is already dissolved, Alka-Seltzer is right ready to give you the welcome relief you want. And since it is so fast and so effective, you'll find it wise never to be without Alka-Seltzer in your home or at work. So when you buy, ask your druggist for two packages instead of one. Yes, get that extra package. For remember, an extra package on the side keeps a fellow well supplied. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum and Abner were a little carried away with the rubber stamp Squire Skint brought over to the Jot 'em Down store. And they wound up by tattooing Abner with the stamp, only to find that the ink was indelible. Now, as we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric in the Jot 'em Down store. Abner is just entering.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner. There ain't nobody here but me.
Well, ain't neither Lum nor here, Cedric?
No, Mom, both of them are out to dinner. Ought to be back pretty quick, though.
Well, I'll just wait around for a while, then.
Wait a minute. Let me get a good look at your face, Mr. Abner. I've been hearing so much about that tattooing on
it. It ain't tattooing, Cedric. But that blame Lum put this on here with some of them rubber stamps back there on Squire's desk.
Yes, Mom. They was laughing about it down here this morning.
Oh, he's laughing about it, is he?
Yes, Mom. Him and Grandpap was. They said that stuff would just have to wear off of there.
Yeah, that crazy Lum ought to know whether that was indelible ink or not before he put it on there. So because I've scrubbed on my face till it's so raw, I can't stand to touch it.
Yes, Mom, you can tell it must be raw. It's awful red.
Well, it ought to be red the way it's burning. Have you that Elizabeth scrubbed on there last night with every kind of soap and washing powder she's got on the place? Even tried some lye on there, and that wouldn't take it off.
Well, I wouldn't try to get it off if it was me. Looks like tattooing. That's something I've always wanted, tattooing. Boy.
Well, I wish you had this, Cedric. Got to where I can't walk down the street without everybody following me around joshing me.
What does that say on your forehead there, Mr. Abner? That picture of that fella crying. There's some kind of reading on there, ain't there?
Yeah, it says, please, this bill is past due. I know them all by heart. This on my face here says Squire Skimp, Real Estate and Investments.
Oh, you're sort of advertising for him, ain't you?
I reckon so. I wouldn't have let Lum put it on there if I'd have known what it said. Well, I wouldn't let him put none of them on there if I'd known it wouldn't come off.
What does this in here say?
Well, can't you read, Cedric?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, it says, please remit. This one down here says paid.
You know, it's right interesting sitting around reading you. Or it would be if I could read a little better.
Well, I don't think it's so interesting.
You sort of put me in mind of a tattooed man I seen in a carnival in there at the county seat once.
Now, Cedric, don't you start trying to josh me. I've just heard enough of such stuff as that. I come might my tying up with Ezra Seastrump down there at the barbershop a while ago over it.
Well, Mr. Ezra joshing you, was he?
He started out to, but he seen I never liked it very well. I'd have cleaned his plow for 2 cents.
What did he say that made you so mad?
Oh, just went on about reading my face, how newsy I was and all. Want to know if he could subscribe to me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Everybody laughed their heads off.
Oh, that Mr. Ezra, he's pretty funny, all right.
I never seen nothing funny about it. Mose Moot says the only one down there's got any sense. He's my friend. He sort of sympathized with me.
Well, what did he... Oh, wait, there comes Mr. Lum now if you want to see him.
Yeah, the big lummox. I ought to stand there by the door and bounce some canned goods off his head as he comes in. That's what I ought to do.
All right, Cedric, you can run now. Oh, howdy, Abner. I never knowed you was here.
Well, I am.
How are you today?
I ain't very good. That's how I am.
Well, what's the matter with you?
You know what's the matter. This face of mine.
Why, it's all red.
I know it. been scrubbed on ever since yesterday evening trying to get this dad blame printing off of there.
Yeah, I figured you was going to have time getting it off.
Well, Lump, Elizabeth said if I never had this off of my face by the time I got home tonight, she wasn't going to let me in the house.
Well, what's she raising such a ruckus about it for? It ain't her face.
No, but I'm supposed to carry her over that party over at the Pomeroy tonight. Big Ed's giving a party.
Jennings, is that party tonight?
Yeah. Elizabeth said I'd disgrace her looking like this.
Well, I plumb forgot all about that shindig. I better get over home and iron my good suit.
You ain't ironing no suit till you get this stuff off of my face.
Well, I don't know how to get it off. Looks to me like you tried about everything here.
Well, dog, I ain't gonna dance around square dancing everybody reading my face, I'll tell you that. I'm a good mind to lawsuit you, Lum Edwards.
Lawsuit me?
Yes, sir, for damages.
Well, you can sue me. You let me put that on you, didn't you?
Yeah, but I can sue you for it. Mose Moot said I could. Said he'd handle a case for me free of charge.
Well, how could he handle a case? He ain't no lawyer. He's a barber.
Well, he knows about law, though, and government matters and such as that. Said I could sue you for cruelty to dumb animals, and he'd handle a case.
Cruelty? Yeah. Well, I'd go ahead and bring a suit against you for that. But I tell you right now, you better stay away from that barber shop. Leastways, so you get all that junk off your face.
Well, how am I going to get it off, Lum? That's what I come over here for.
Well, let's see.
I've got to do it some way now.
Hello, hello.
Oh, come on in, Ben. We're just trying to figure out some way to get this delible printing off Abner's face.
Why? Hey, what's wrong with Frederick?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, I guess he must have fell asleep there. Goes to sleep every time he gets to thinking.
That boy.
Yes, right, young boy. How are you today, Abner?
Well, I ain't my level best, I'll tell you that right here and now.
Well, you don't look so good. Have you got a fever? Your face is all red.
I know it's red. It's raw.
You better lie down here and we'll throw some blankets on you. Get that temperature down. You know the old adage, fever and starve a cold.
I ain't sick, Ben.
Feet of cold and starve a fever?
I think it's carve a fever and feet of cold. I never can recollect, though.
Want me to call Doc Miller for you, Adam?
No, Ben, I don't want no doctor. I just want to get this printing off my face. I've got to go to a party tonight.
Tonight? Well, my size, you can't go to a party looking like that.
That's what I said.
Let's see now. Have you tried the soap?
So long, I'm clean past soap.
Yeah, he's tried mine and everything he is, Ben. I'm feared all he can do now is just wait till it wears off.
I've got to get it off by tonight, Lum.
Well, here now, let's look at this analytically.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, I know I ain't tried none of that on it.
If we can't get it off, the next best thing to do is cover it up.
Shiver up his face, you mean?
Well, Matt, I can't do that. This ain't a masquerade party I'm going to.
What do women folks do to their faces? Cover them with powder and rouge?
Now, wait, stop right there. You ain't going to make no sissy out of me. I'd rather go where looking like this and get all powdered up and rosy jawed. No, sir.
Well, now, Abner, that might not be such a bad thing.
No.
Well, we wouldn't have to put very much in. Enough to cover the printing.
No.
The thing to get, Abner, is some theatrical type makeup called grease paint. Men actors use it as well as women.
See there, Abner. He says men both use it.
You can get it just the color of your face, and no one will ever know you got it on.
Well, where would I get some of that junk?
A friend of mine over in Mount Ida used to have some. He used it when he took a minor role in the home talent production of The Mikado. Oh, it was good. Had some singing in it, I believe.
Well, that ain't gonna do me no good now if it's in Mount Ida.
My friend portrayed the role of a coolie, if I recall correctly. He wore Grandma Zinkapoose's kimono, I know.
Wait a minute here. I bet you they got some of that theatrical Greek paint over there at the schoolhouse. Use it when they put on them plays around commencement time.
Why, sure.
Maybe you can get Cedric to run over there and get it.
Hey, Cedric. Wake up. We want you to run an errand for us over at the schoolhouse. Cedric.
Yeah, get a can of grease paint. What's that again, Mel?
Go over to the schoolhouse and get me some grease paint. Hurry up. Get out. This is the right stuff.
Oh, yes, Mom. I opened up the can and looked at it. And that's what she told me to get.
Well, you know more about it than I do. Wish the label hadn't came off so I could read the directions.
Oh, well, I know how to put it on. I slapped on a lot of that paint.
Oh, that's right. You have been some of them plays over there, ain't you?
Yes, Mom. I was an elf or something in the middle of Summer Night's Dream. I believe that's the name of it. It was roped up by Jake Spears or somebody like that.
Well, I'm glad you know about this junk, because Ben had to get back to the jail and Lum's out making a deal of it.
Is Jake Spears any relation to Grandpappy Spears?
I don't know, Cedric. He might be. Grandpap's got a lot of relates around and all. I believe it is one that does a little writing of some kind. I don't know. How do I put this stuff on there?
Oh, just take a brush and slap it on there. Here, I'll do it for you.
You know, it might be my eyes, but this stuff looks green.
Well, natural. It has to look that way. Only way it can look.
Does it always?
Oh, sure. Where do you want me to put it?
On my face.
Your face?
Why, sure. Lum and Ben said he'd cover up this printing.
Oh, well, it'll sure do that. Oh, stand still now.
I know. This stuff must change color after you get it on.
Better close your eyes. I don't want to get none in there.
All right, said.
Well, it does change some, especially after the sun shines on it for a while.
What am I going to have to do, lay out in the sun? Oh, take it easy, Cedric. My face is awful cold.
Excuse me for laughing, Mr. Abner, but you look kind of funny now. Look like a green ghost.
How long will it take for this stuff to start changing color, Cedric?
Oh, it won't actually change much. Get a little lighter, Zoll. I recollect when we were painting the scenery for that play over
painting
there.
Painting the scenery? Do they use grease paint for that, too?
Grease paint? Oh, well, that ain't a joke on me. I thought you said green paint.
Well, what's poor Abner going to do now? And what will Elizabeth say when she sees Abner's latest cosmetic accomplishment? Abner will certainly be a standout at that party tonight.